Okay, now we are going to comment on the latest articles and book reviews that have been published recently about very interesting topics related with PHP. Arturus, would you like to go ahead? Which ones would you like to comment?
When I was working as a PHP developer, it was always a pain to create doc files or Excel or stuff like that from PHP. And so the first article I want to comment is actually about a similar topic. It's creating a Word docx files from HTML. And the author is Ashraf Gaith. Firstly, he describes what is the format for what it is used, and mentions some solutions how you can do it with other libraries available in PHP. And then he mentions one specific VS Word solution that I think is also published on the PHP classes repository, and provides an example of how you can easily create a Word document from HTML strings in PHP. So if you need something like that, then you should follow this article. There is a second part of this article explaining some more stuff in detail, like how you can use different fonts or how you can use Word specific things like page breaks, or how can you create tables. So lots of complex stuff here to see, and as I said, it's usually a complex thing to do, and this article describes it, how you can achieve it with the VS Word package. So you can check it out if you need to create docx files.
Yeah, that's interesting, because it shows there are two ways to do it with that package. One is to add the objects manually to the document, and another is to supply some HTML. It will parse it and extract the structure of the documents. Obviously, the idea is to simplify, so you end up using the HTML to format your documents, because it is even easier when you are working with your own templates. Probably you use the same templates that you use to display the documents on pages. And even in the last case, it doesn't even show how to do it with objects, because it's very complicated, the case of using displaying a table. And that's why the more complex documents you have, the more reasons you have to use HTML templates. So it's a great idea of the author.
That's actually the beauty of it, because in the same package, you can either use providing simple HTML string to be parsed and create a DOM document, but on the other hand, you have an ability to change different settings and configurations with specific classes like PCP, composite node, or composite node, and stuff like that. So it's really great in that way, that you can combine those.
Yeah, and in this case, it is about a package developed by another developer, not the author of the article, which actually won the Innovation Award I think it was January this year. So congratulations to the author, and also to the author of the class, but also to the author of this article, because it is very helpful, lets people know about the great solution and tells them how easy it is to use it.
Okay, next article I wanted to mention is PHP 7 Anonymous Classes. So it's an article by Dave Smith. He published a lot of interesting tutorial articles for basic classes usage, and I think that basically extends the basic usage to some advanced usage. And you might understand from the title that anonymous classes is just classes that are created at some runtime with properties and functions that you define in them. You don't have to define a specific class model beforehand. You just created on the runtime, you have an object with the defined properties and classes. That's the basic idea of it. But in this same article, he also describes an interesting usage method, is that you can extend an existing class and modify it in that way. So you take an existing class and create a new class which extends it and modifies some of these functions and values. So it makes you easily create a little slightly modified instance of some existing class if you want. And I thought that was a really interesting use case for this. And there is a second, even more complex article which describes PHP 7 nested anonymous classes. So as you may have guessed, it's a anonymous class created inside another class. And you should really read through this because it's quite complicated. You can't just grasp the idea from skimming through it, but basically you can have a class defined as we see here, and there would be a function that would create this nested class, and you could use it from this class. It's really hard to wrap my head around right now here, but I would want to see probably a little more use cases for this. But
I don't think this is something that that will be a very popular feature. Yeah. It's something new in PHP 7, which is the possibility to you for anonymous classes is to create an object that will be only used once. So the actual code won't need to be declared separately for the class because you only use one object. Okay, basically the nested classes are just classes that you just need to use once in your code for some reason. They probably implement some interfaces that are important. Maybe they extend some other class, but they are just to create objects that will be only used once. And as for nested anonymous classes, it's basically the same, except that they are defined inside another class. So that is basically it. I don't know any real-world example of anonymous classes that would be very compelling to make to use it in your projects. But anyway, this is a proposed feature for PHP 7. It was accepted and it is implemented and it is available. Let's see
that the new anonymous class created inside outer class actually also extends outer class, so we probably could use it to create some factory patterns to create classes specific based on provided arguments and stuff like that
to make it even more abstract and hard to understand. Okay.
That's basically on my part.
Oh, okay. So on my behalf, I also would like to comment about a few articles. Some are also divided in several parts. So let me share the screen here. Okay. Oh, hang on, this is not loaded. Well, the first article that I wanted to comment is about a way to use Google Analytics to track something that is not so usual. Usually you use Google Analytics to put in your page and it can track the accesses of your users to the pages, but this article by Alexander Skakunov from Ukraine can be used to to track the accesses to an API. In the first part, he actually talks about using the API of Google Analytics to build your own dashboard, extracting statistics from the Google Analytics API and present it in a more convenient way for your for the company that you work for. So he provides you some examples of code, and it uses actually a class that he provided for this purpose, which is also called PHP Google Analytics API Metrics Tracker. And this is the first part. And then on the second part, it talks about using the same package to actually track the accesses to an API. So if you have an API, when you call that API, I mean, when some user of the API calls it, it also triggers calls to the Google Analytics API to record the accesses. So you have an idea of what is going on. Again, there is some code here to demonstrate what you need to configure to make it happen. So it is a very interesting article, because many people that have their own APIs probably wanted to have statistics of usage, and with this way you don't have to build your own sharding system to track the record and track display the statistics of the usage of your API. So this is a very interesting article that you may want to read with more attention in case you have an API that you want to track the accesses. Another article that I wanted to comment is about something that many people want. You probably we mentioned already the possibility to write Microsoft Word docx files using HTML, and another article also by Ashraf Gaith presents now a solution to actually generate Excel spreadsheet files,
which is even more complex.
Actually serve them for download. So this article is divided into two parts. It talks about a class by Ignatius Tell, and what this class does is basically to provide a stream handler. In PHP, stream handlers are like URLs, except that you can define the way they process read and write data. So this package defines a stream handler that is identified by XLS file, then we put :// and then the path to a file. And with this, you can read and write Excel files. The first part is about serving the files for download with the necessary headers. And the second part is about generating those Excel files using arrays. So basically, you define arrays of data with the data of the columns and the rows that you want to put. And then you write the file using fwrite to the stream that you open with XLS file :, and then pass it a serialized version of the array of the spreadsheet. And this is very nice because it's quite straightforward. You just pass an array and that's it. And there you have a nice stream handler that simplifies things to just a few lines of code. And these solutions are really great for this, for everybody that first wants to solve the problem of reading and writing Excel files and then doesn't want the solutions to be too complicated. You just pass arrays and that's it. That's the solution. And congratulations again for Ignacio stuff for this package. This package is not really recent. It's just because it was written a few years ago. Stream handlers are available since PHP 4.3, I think. And after that, it provided this stream handler. Now we are going to talk about book reviews. We have reviewed so many, many books that nowadays there are very few PHP books that we did not review.
And this is quite recent.
And yes, this one is very recent. It's like from September.
Yeah.
And it's a more recent topic, which is the Hack language and the HHVM. Hack language, HHVM were developed by Facebook, and this book from O'Reilly covers the topics about this new language. This review was written by Jose Gomez, and it tells about what the book covers. Basically, the differences of the Hack language and PHP. So, what features are present in Hack language and that are not yet available in PHP? And also, it also covers some features that are not present in the Hack language. So, if you are interested in the Hack language and HHVM, you should actually take a look at this book because it is very useful. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think several big sites have moved to the using the Hack language. I think Wikipedia did that, and I think it's great because it also serves as encouragement that the Hack language is in the right way for in the right direction for which the PHP language should also evolve. And so this is very interesting.
I think that's actually the first book that was reviewed on Hack, right? I can't remember any other now.
Yeah, yes, it's the first on this topic, and I don't know if there are many other books on this topic as well.